when it comes to...
It's about the process and development.
Bringing guys up and then maybe perhaps finding some pitching. So we'll talk about that with Jim Clark coming up in a little bit. Kevin Stefanski spoke earlier today at the Greenbrier. And in particular, we're going to talk a little bit about the linebacker situation here. But I'm still curious about this because I think, and after talking to Daryl on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, that they were at the Greenbrier last year. They're at the Greenbrier this year. He seems to think that, especially with all the construction that's going on around Berea, that they'll probably be back there again next year. We'll find out a little bit more. And then he talked about everything. I mean, it's been rainy. It's been a little bit weird down there. So one of the things he talked about is what they learned at Greenbrier so far. All right, so there you have it.
That's great.
You know, three cheers for the Greenbrier.
That's great, Andy.
I got to believe that once the complex is done, that they won't be going anywhere else afterwards. They'll be totally retrofit for training camp, right? I can't imagine that after
Andy,
all the construction.
It's the team bonding, Andy.
Oh, that's what it is?
You're bonding.
Oh, please tell
as
me.
A team. You're hanging
tell
out at dinner.
I think that they will keep it up, at least because of kind of, with what Jeff was saying, I do think that they do value that, the team bonding side of it and the camaraderie building at the beginning of the season.
I'm not going to poo-poo that, but I just keep going back to, I'm sorry, you're going to be together until like mid-January. Isn't that enough?
I can't see investing all that money in Berea.
I can't either.
And then investing all that money, if we end up with a dome, which, by the way, I was shocked when Andrew Berry said, yeah, you know, if you ask me, I mean, we'll be happy no matter where we play. But if we have a dome, you know, that'd be
better.
Great.
Yeah,
you know, we're pretty good with that.
I prefer a dome. It's like, what?
You know, we're paying these guys. What do you say?
I'm sorry,
we're
did you just actually say something?
What was the line? We're paying them to be athletes, not gladiators?
Yes.
Yes.
You know what?
And by the way,
I still applaud him for being completely honest. That was beautiful.
I think it's twofold. I think he was being completely honest, and I also think that there's no way he's saying that if ownership doesn't agree.
Oh, there's no question about that.
Let's be smart about it now.
If the Haslams are sitting there in meetings saying, God, I hope we renovate the place on the lakefront, there is no way Andrew Berry says, I prefer a dome. Not happening.
It's like the rule we live on this show. Don't get fired. I think he's realized, hey, he could be a perfect fit for our show. If that's the way he wants to live his life. So there you have the Greenbrier. I can't see that. I understand the bonding part of this, but if they're going to put all that money into Berea, they're going to eventually put all this money into a dome. Why wouldn't you? You want football Disneyland out
Andy,
there.
Think about this, though. We just went over the 10 highest paid quarterbacks in the National Football League for this coming season, and not one of them has won a Super Bowl. That shows you how much money is being thrown around the league in an attempt to win. I mean, what is Greenbrier? Okay, great, we're going to go down and bond, and it's really nice because we can adjust practice time. Is that worth the gazillions of dollars the Haslams are spending to move the entire operation to West Virginia? Well, apparently it is.
What's the return?
That's
like, really,
how silly money is in the NFL.
Other than bonding, what is the return?
Let's pick up the entire operation. I mean, we could do it right here in Bruce. No, we're picking the whole thing up and we're going to West Virginia for a week. By God, let's go. What the hey, man? How much money must you have? Sir, it's unbelievable to me.
Give me one outside of team bonding. Give me another reason from a business standpoint why you'd want to do it.
I don't have one. Like spring training in baseball, we get it. Why? Well, you're not going to be playing a whole lot of baseball here in February and March.
Jeff, you're giving away dollars if you do that. You're giving away dollars because if you chose to stay home.
In Berea. You could sell merchandise out the wazoo in Berea.
Just on merchandise alone.
Yep.
And think of all those cute puppies that get adopted.
Andy, And I know the Greenbrier has, you know, they've put in facilities to do such things here. So it's not like you're having to, you know, go down and create all this football environment.
But it's not like you're inviting the fans to go there like it's spring training.
I know. I for the life of me, I do not get it. Never will. Maybe I'm just too damn cheap. I do not get it.
I just don't see the business.
It's like, wow.
I never thought we'd talk about this today either.
That much money, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's awesome.
I mean, if I'm working in marketing or sales or any of those other departments within the organization.
I want them right there in Berea.
Now, maybe from a sales standpoint, you can take your top clients down there and have a couple days down at the Greenbrier this week and do like...
In other words, spend more money?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Although that's spending money to make money. I understand that part of it.
That is.
Let me just throw this out really quick. If they offered fan packages to go to the Greenbrier to watch the team practice during training camp and hang out with them, the same way they do with the Guardians to go to Arizona, or what it'd be a lot easier because you could drive there, much like Winter Haven was for the Indians, would you go? Would you drive down to Greenbrier this time of year to spend a weekend down there with the Browns? I mean, people go on, they do these cruises, they do all these other things. As a fan, does that create any interest from a marketing standpoint? Yes or no? Would you go?
I mean, I'd go, especially for the golf courses and the scenery around there. I think that the coaches especially, and I think the last couple of days, especially with the weather that they've had down there, have really shown the value of it, where you have everybody there already. There's nothing else to do other than maybe if you want to go fishing or maybe if you want
to... Have you been down there?
I have not been down there.
Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
Including taxes.
Oh, here we go.
A traditional room at the Greenbrier. It's very nice. There are a couple of nice chairs and the footrest on one of the chairs. It's a king-size bed. A traditional room per night, including tax, $589.
It's interesting. $589. I just think the whole thing, from a fan perspective, I think it's interesting. All right, let's take a quick timeout. We're going to come back, and we've got Jim Clark coming up top of the hour.